to sound off.
You coming to be safe with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All righty. What a full day, and it's going to get fuller as we have sound off. 610-771-9705. When this story lit up yesterday, I'm sure a lot of people were willing to comment on it, and so it was a chore for us to go through this all today, and let's see how it turned out on sound off.
Let's argue that the other five are run by five different people. Let me ask you this question. Why hasn't one of those people step to the forefront right now, get themselves tons of publicity?
Well, yeah, there's time for that. Well, you can give it time. Give it a couple of days. Somebody will pop out as the hero.
I cannot wait. He has to explain himself to this. He's gone.
Well, we shall see. Like I said, there is an independent agency now, and they take their time doing stuff. And I thought the Sixers would be wise to be proactive in this situation and say, listen, man, he could fall on the sword. But maybe he's innocent. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn.
It's wonderful, Mike. Whoever the whistleblower is, shout out to him. You know how I'm feeling right now? Feeling like Michael Corleone in The Godfather Part 2, Michelangelo's Fredo. Lose you the whole time, Fredo.
Now he's smarter than Fredo. Fredo was an idiot.
You know what, though? This is unfair.
That Fredo?
No. Fredo could be, we'll find out if it's fair. But I think some people are tainting his guilt or innocence based on what they think of him as a GM. Even if you think he's a terrible GM, doesn't make him a petty fool that he comes off like, you know, in the burner accounts. And we have no proof he's a petty fool.
That's true. Yeah, he wouldn't be fumbling with the gun like Fredo did it. My man's the Don's picking oranges. Two dudes come around the corner. That loser's son can't do anything.
What do you think about the Sixers adding Will Barton to the mix? Go after one superstar, maybe Paul George. I actually like him better than LeBron. Because LeBron already got a couple rings. So let's go after Paul George and Will Barton.
Go Barton. All right.
That's Devon and I's fault when we worked Memorial Day.
Wait, you're talking about Will Barton?
What we said was, let's say the apocalypse happens and you can't get any of the big three. Add to your team. And Will Barton came up.
Yeah, he's nice. He's a nice player. He'll add to their talent level. I'm okay.
Athletic, he can shoot a little bit,
I'm okay with that. He plays hard.
Hey, Mike, you're posing the question, how about bring LeBron here and make him the first player / GM? Well, in Cleveland, I think he's player / GM / coach. So anything he's going to come here to do is going to be a role reduction.
I get that, but I'll take GM player. I really will. It'd be it'd make history. You know, I was on office, so come in early, leave late. You know, I like an executive like that. You know, I enter the game, puts the suit back on, goes back up to the office.
It's a somber day today, as it breaks my heart to see Brian Colangelo betray our program via burner accounts on Twitter. Although this does open up a nice opportunity for us to move LeBron James even more, as we are going to make the first ever player general manager signing in sports history.
That's getting better and better. That was good. There were a lot of Twitter. He had a lot of Twitters in there.
You may have heard this idea, but the best way to get LeBron James into town is to allow him to be the acting GM and play at the same time. It's pretty much done wherever he's gone anyway. But it'll be official, and then he'll be in the organization for the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. He hasn't made many wrong moves, has he?
No, and you know what you probably could do? All those people that say you can't just give him a piece of the team, you can start to give him the wink after, you know, he finishes playing, he continues as GM, president, and then he gets
lifetime contract.
Then he gets a chunk.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to do anything with any damn team. He wants to own.
That's what you're giving him a chunk of the team.
But he don't want a chunk. He wants to get full.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not a chunk guy.
It's a somber day today as it breaks my heart to see Brian Colangelo.
Why Wait, that's Brett called again last night?
Yeah, he did more than one. Do I play this one too?
No.
What happened to our basketball team? What happened?
Oh, he was God. In tears.
That was fake tears, but I get the point. He was emotional.
The Cleveland Browns is for quarterback, though, to die. They haven't had a good quarterback since Bernie Kosar. Why would Nick Foles want to be on a losing franchise like that?
Oh, dude, you obviously don't get sports. If you're not in this to be a starter, then no matter what the team is, you got a chance to start. Plus, you can play 1 year and enhance your payroll for next year if you do anything with the Cleveland Browns, you nitwit.
Even if LeBron wins a chip, I'm sure his hatred to Dan Gilbert will trump that. But in all fairness, why would he come to Philadelphia?
That was Dave. Why didn't he ask that when he called?
I don't know. I don't.
What? He's asked about why would LeBron come to Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Why? To win. All right. That's why he would come to Philadelphia. If he figures in his brain that it's the best chance for him to win an NBA championship, considering all the factors, he's going to make the Sixers the best team in the East. Would they be better than the West? He's probably thinking attrition's going to take Golden State away. If they win this championship, Golden State's never going to be the same. Boom. The path is open. That's why he would come to Philadelphia. Is that it? Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. They're brilliant. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All right, that was...